ಶ್ಲಾಕ್ಯ ಚಕ್ಷೂರುನ್ಮೀಲಿತಂ ಜೀನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರವೇ ವಂಚಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯೈವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ಮಹಾವದನ್ಯಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಪ್ರದಾಯತೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯನಾಮ್ನ ಗೌರತಿಶೇ ಗುರವೇ ಗೌರಚಂದ್ರಾಯ ರಾಧಿಕಾಯೈ ತದಾಲಯೈ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಭಕ್ತಾಯ ತರಭಕ್ತಾಯ ಯಂ ಪ್ರಬ್ರಜಂತಮನುಕೇತಮಪೇತ ಕೃತ್ಯಂ ದ್ವೈಪಾಯನೋ ವಿರಹ ಕಾತರಯಾ ಜುಹಾವ ಪುತ್ರೇತಿ ತನ್ನೇತಯಾ ತರ್ವೋಭಿನೇದು ತಂ ಸರ್ವಭೂತರಿದಯಂ ಮುನಿಮಾನುತಸ್ ತವೈವಾಸ್ಮಿ ತವೈವಾಸ್ಮಿ ನ ಜಿಮಾಮಿ ತ್ವಯಾ ವಿನಾ ಇತಿ ವಿಜ್ಞೇ ರಾಧೇ ತಂ ನಯಾಮ ಚರಣಾಂತಿಕೆ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೇನ್ ಆಲ್ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಪಾಸ್ಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಸ್ವೀಟ್ ಪಾಸ್ಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಎಸ್ಪೆಷಲಿ ಐ ವಾಂಟೆಡ್ ಟು ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೇನ್ the glories of gopis, but I was involved in only bal leela charitra,
childhood
only in this, so I could not go up. I wanted, so I want to tell some brief things. After Yashoda Maiya banded Krishna, he became Damodar. But Damodar of Srimati Maiya Yashoda. And after that, in Ras Leela, he became Radha Damodar. All the Sakhi banded Krishna with Srimati Radhika. Then he became Radha Damodar. So after this pastimes of Yashoda Damodar, this pastimes was when Krishna was at the age of 3.5 only. Seeing this, that so many troubles are coming, so many demons are here, they try to kill Krishna, but by the mercy of Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is Narayan, or by the mercy of Giriraj Govardhan, Krishna is saved. Kansa also thought that I've sent so many demons, my friends, to kill Krishna, but he could not do. They could not. Anyone to whom I sent to Braja to kill Krishna, they never returned. Never returned. What happened? So he wanted to go himself there, and himself he wanted to kill Krishna. So he made a plan. He rode on a horse and took his swords. He was so powerful, so powerful, more than Putana, Agasur, Bakasur and all. He crossed Jamuna River, and he has a very beautiful garden there, crossing river Jamuna. And when he reached, and he wanted to cross the borderline of Mathura and entering in Gokul, at once he saw a very old lady, very old lady, hairs all white. White, and his dress was somewhat saffron colors. Her name was Jogmaya, Purnima. He asked and challenged Kans. Kans, where are you going? Where you are going? Stop. And at once he was stopped. He was so powerful, but he could not disobey the order of Yogamaya. Though he was so old, he knew that he is going to kill Krishna. At once, forcibly, he took the hands of Kans and he drowned him, and again took out. And at once he feels, I am a very old lady, crooked, black, no face,
ugly.
So ugly, and no power to also
walk.
Yogamaya gave him one stick and told him, you should be here. And you should, from today, we will do cow dungs. Cow dungs mean?
Cow patties.
And he used to be here. And she kicked from his fists or legs. And he went into Braj. And he told that, see how old, ugly, a lady has come from Mathura and have engaged. And go and see, and if she is not good working, then you should kick her. So all became, they assembled there, and one by one kicking her, that lady. He wanted to run away from that place, but how to go? He wanted to return to his kingdom, Mathura, but he thought that if I am returning there, that anyone not recognize that I am same Kans, and there also they will kick me. So what to do? So some days he was like this, feeling so much unhappy and ashamed. Then he began to pray, Yogamaya, you should come and be very merciful to me. I will never in future come and try to kill him, Krishna. At once Yogamaya came, and again he drowned in that pond and quickly took off, and then he became Kans, and quickly he ran away to his kingdom. So he never came in future to Braja to do any harm to Krishna. But he was sending. After this, all the Brajavasis thought that so many disturbances are coming here. Problems are coming. And well, now no grass for cows to graze. So we should give up this place and we should go to any better place where there are grasses and our cows can graze. And this would be a very best place. And they selected Vrindavan. And then they come. Here Krishna began to graze little calves. And one day he was grazing. At once a bakasur means a demon in shape of crane. And Krishna, he wanted to take Krishna in his stomach. But Krishna became like a gola. What?
Ball.
Like an iron ball, so burning and reddish. At once he... And then he began to like this. But Krishna quickly took his tool, one from... and other like doing and it in two pieces. Krishna, that I was playing with, you are also playing with. But if you are dying, what should I do? nothing to do. But he gave him liberation, anyhow. After that, Abhasur sent any demon named Abhasur. Abhasur means, augments Pap. So many sins like if I have murdered Gurudev, father, mother, like these sins. He was embodiment of all kinds of sin in this world. He came to kill Krishna. But he could not do. He swallowed all the covered boys and cops, everyone. But he was waiting for Krishna. Krishna quickly came and he went also inside. And when Krishna came inside, he at once closed his mouth. But again Krishna came here. No air here and to pass. Everything was blocked. His eyes also came out. And at once this was cracked. And his soul came out and wandering in the sky. But when Krishna, by his sight, like nectar, he saw all the cowherd boy and cops, they at once in life, all they came out of his mouth. And then the light which was in the sky gradually came and entered in the Lord's feet of Krishna. Brahma was looking this. Oh, very big sannyasis and yogi, doing so much hard austerities, it is very rare that they have the same
destination.
But how he quickly achieved so high class of liberation? He wanted to see some more pastimes of his Prabhu. And he wanted to stroll away the cowherd boys and cops and to see another, what he does. And he quickly arranged. What happened in the meantime? That all the mothers of Braja, all the mothers of whole Braja, they used to love Krishna more than their sons. And thinking that Krishna should be our son, so that we can take Krishna in our laps and always giving milk, always supporting and nourishing Krishna, loving with so affection. They want it. Also, all the now girls of Braja, they have become like 7, 8, they have some intelligence also. So they wanted that, oh, Krishna should be our beloved, our husband. All the cows in Braja, lakhs and crores of cows, they wanted to love Krishna like their children's calves. So what happened? Yogamaya at once dragged Brahma and she showed Krishna these pastimes of Aghasur murder, killing. So actually Yogamaya inspired Brahma to stole away the cowherd boys and calves. When they were taking prasadam anywhere, in Bhandirvan, in Bhandirvat, the place, and they were playing themselves. Krishna sat in the middle, and lots of cowherd boys surrounding Krishna were sitting there. One round, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, thousands of around him was there. But all who were back of Krishna, they are thinking that we are in front of Krishna. Those who are far, far away, they were thinking that Krishna, I am with Krishna. And they are giving something to him, taking something. In the meantime, cows were somewhat different. Grazing, they become of some distance. So Brahma had a chance to talk away and stole away. Also, when Krishna or the cowherd boys were searching their cows, their calves, in the meantime, Brahma took away all the cowherd boys and kept in a
cave.
Krishna was thinking that where my corpse has gone, where my friends are there. At once he knew, oh, what happened? And then he became all the cowherd boy. He became all the
corpse.
And he became all the bansuri, flows of all goats.
Sticks.
They're kambaliya. Kambaliya, you know?
Blankets,
and everything Krishna became. The boys, the cowherd boys, their voices, his tone of speaking, their mood of walking, everything became like this. And Krishna used to take them and daily going to their homes and coming again in grazing and doing. He did like 1 year. And in this period, Gargacharya told that this year is so auspicious. If anyone be married to in this year, they'll be happy forever. Anyone will not be a widow. And the boys will be also so happy. So you should try to marry. If anyone has any child in their homes, they should also be married. Anyhow. How can be married? Oh, they promise to each other, father and mother, that if there will be a son, and my will be daughter, then we will marry. Or if you have daughter, I have son, then we should also marry. Like this. So all the girls were married. To whom they are married? Because Krishna was himself cowherd boy, so all marriage was done to. So all the gopis are the wives of Krishna. But in that shape, not in Krishna shape, but in shape of
cowherd. How can they get married to Krishna?
Anyhow, it may be. Achinta ghatak pati yashi. Anyhow, they will do. Jogba is so expert and so powerful. So, Krishna became the son of all the gopis. And Krishna became the calf of all the cows. And he became husband of all the gopis. And the purple shaft. After a year, when Brahma returned, he was in confusion that Krishna is playing even with his cops and cowherd boy. But I kept there. I should go and see. And he went and saw that all are there, sleeping. And when he looked here, he saw that Krishna is playing with all. So Krishna is so perhaps powerful both times. When I am going to there to them, and Krishna is taking all the boys and calves here, and when I'm going there, he takes them here. But for 4 eyes here and 4 eyes here, he when he saw that, oh, in both places, how will it be there? Then he surrendered himself in the lotus feet of Krishna. He saw that everywhere 400 Narayan was there, everywhere. And then he thought, oh, he is my worshipful deity, Brahma. He is my Aradhadev. And then he fell flat. And when he saw towards Krishna, he saw that again Krishna taking
rice
in his hand and with floating and searching again. Where my cowherd boy has gone? My friend has gone? Where my cups has gone? Like this. Brahma knew that, oh, he is Ishwar of Ishwar. Ishwara Sarva Krishna, Ishwara Parama Krishna, Sachidanandati, Sarva Karana Karana. He realized that he is even more than Narayan. Narayan is part and some part of manifestation of Krishna. Krishna is Swayam Supreme Personality. And all are some what? Incarnations, expansions of Krishna. Then he realized it through and he prayed that I want to be a dust in Vrindavan, or even a stone in Vrindavan, where those who are called Jamadarni in India,
sweepers,
even they, after their job, when they will return to their home, I will be a stone piece there, and with water they will wash their feet on a stone. I want to be even at that stone. I'm not so lucky to be anything in Vrindavan, even a grass. But I want the mercy of all the gods. Anywhere I want to take a birth, so that I should be sprinkled mercy of devotees, true devotees. So much he has prayed. After this, Krishna and Baldev went to Madhuvan to graze cows, and after that they came to Madhuvan or Talvan. Talvan. Where the trees of
palm
tree was there so much, lakhs and lakhs. All the boys wanted to take some juice of palm fruit. Because at that time they were ripen. So very beautiful smell was coming, very
sweet
fragrance. But they went there and he took a tree in his hand and he did like this, and so many fruits came. At once the donkeys came and they attacked Krishna and Baldev and all the boys friends, but quickly they were all killed by Krishna and Baldev. So, who are donkey? Those who try to serve a king like Kans, their friends all are donkey, those who have no relation with Krishna and not serving Krishna. So those who are not really devotees of Krishna, they are like donkeys. They have no intelligence to see that how we can be happy forever. So all are donkey. They want to taste this worldly desires, sense gratifications. All are like demon, like this donkey. So Gurudev Baldev Prabhu is wholesale guru and he killed that donkey. After that, they controlled Kaliya. They controlled Pralambasu, they killed Pralambasu. And so many things they did. Indra was also controlled. He has a false ego that I am creator of this world, I am supporter of this world. So Krishna wanted to
teach
a good lesson.
So he told all the Prajavasi,
don't worship Indra. Indra is not a supreme personality. He cannot do anything. He is like a servant of Krishna. But he has a false ego. You should worship Giriraj Govardhan. He can fulfill everything. He is Govardhan. By serving Giriraj Govardhan or cows, gop, gopi, gopas, every will be so happy. Nand Baba do so, and after Indra became so angry, and he wanted to punish all the gopas and Krishna also. But he was punished. I've told all these things yesterday. So, it shows that any demigoddesses, even Brahma, Shankar, Mahesh and all, but to speak of Durga, Kali, Ganesh, Shankar or any, they are not supreme personality of Godhead. Even not Godhead. Only their God and Gods. Only the servants of Krishna. Not even to Krishna, to Khirudasai Vishnu or Garbhodasai like that. They are like God in this world, like Chaukidar.
Watchman.
Having no power at all. But we should try to respect them, not thinking that they are like God. In India, so many persons, they think that Ganesh, Shankar, Hanuman, Kali, Durga and all the goddesses are same like Krishna. No difference between Krishna and them. But this is wrong thing. We should not try to do. Otherwise it will be a very big offense. We should try to know that Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead. And without his mercy anything, anyone cannot do. So we should try to worship him, to chant and remember. Best is thing that chant always, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama.
But you should try to give honor even to a grass. Because Krishna is there. In a autumn sees, so we will. But not considering him that he is God. We are not God. We are not Brahman or Brahma. After that, Rasa was done, Rasa Leela. Very beautiful. For one day of Brahma, lakhs years continuing on. But everyone thought that, oh, this is only 12 hours night. Very quickly passed. After that, consent accrued. You should go to Braja, and at that time Krishna was in Nandagaon. Go, and anyhow, by crook or you should bring Krishna and Baldev. And here when we'll come, we all friends, like Mustik, Charun, and my all brothers, myself, and so many are here. We will crush Krishna and Baldev here. He cannot be saved. So anyhow you should be. Tell them that a fire sacrifice or anything, festival is going there, and you should come, invite them. Akrur went and brought Krishna and Baldev there. And Kansa was anyhow there, was killed. When there was a big council, Krishna and Baldev came in the council. There was a big arena, where all the Pahalwan, wrestlers, were wrestling together. When Krishna and Balram came there, Krishna and Baldev were like very smooth, very sweet. A boy of only 10 years age or 9 years age. And very delicate.
Soft.
When they came, at once Charan Mustik
like Himalayan mountain, so big, big giants. They invited Krishna, oh, you should come, and we will wrestle, and we will please our Maharaj Kamsa. Krishna and Balda told, answered that, we are very little child, so we can wrestle with any boy which are in our age, equal age, equal weight. In our group we can, but not Yitu, you are so big, like so much giants. But they told that you are not a baby. We know that you have killed Putana, Agasur, Bagasur, always playing here, there, jumping, always wrestling to Sidam, Sugal, Sakha and all others. We know all these things. So, we know you. And they dragged in arena. And they began to wrestle with them. At that time, Nanda Baba was there. Also, Kans wanted to show Devaki and Vasudev and Ugrasen Maharaj that how I am killing Krishna and Baldev, you should see. In your presence I will kill Kans and Krishna and Baldev. So he has invited all. He has invited all the good persons, persons there, to there, to see that festival. So all were there. All the wives of Jadav, newly married or married, were there also. So they were also seeing this scene. They were telling to each other, ladies, that we should not stay here. Kans is so bad person. Duplishar. He wants to kill Krishna and Baldev. That is, he has engaged Charun and Mustik and so many demons here. And if Krishna is wrestling here with Charun and Mustik, we should at once give up this place. Otherwise, sin will come to us. So anyone should not be stay there where demons wants to kill any sadhu. They have made a plan like so. And they are doing so nonsense here. So we should quit this place. Oh, we see that in Vrindavan, all the gopis are so fortunate that they see Krishna in his usual form, natural form. And here we are seeing Krishna. We are lucky somewhat to see Krishna here, but here not natural Krishna. He is now wrestling with these demons, sometimes being some anger. Eyes are being reddish like. And other party trying to smash Krishna. So we are unlucky. And they are telling to each other, Punyavata Brajabhuvo Jadayanga Gura Purana Purusha Banachitramalla Gapalayan Shabala Karayan Shabedam Vikriyan Chatigiri Trinamachitangin. The Braj Gopi are so fortunate. In whole world, Braj Mandal is so glorious. So glorious. Why? Because Supreme Personality of Godhead, taking his all appellants, adorned with his all madhuris,
sweetness. He has descended to Vrindavan. So Vrindavan is so glorious. Especially, the gopis are there, so Vrindavan is glorious. If gopis are not there, Vrindavan is not glorious. If gopis are not in Vrindavan with Krishna, the Krishna will be only Brahman like zero, Shunya. So due to gopis, Krishna is so, so lovely. And all kinds of, four kinds of madhurya are in Krishna. So Vrindavan is so glorious. Gopis are so glorious. When Krishna begins to go in his cowherds with lakhs and lakhs girlfriends, with lakhs and lakhs cows, playing his own foot, with Baladev and so many boys, searching anywhere from his crooked eyes, and so many gopis worshipping Krishna with their eyes, lovely eyes. Then Krishna smiles. Those who have seen this Krishna doing so, they are lucky. And their eyes are successful. Those who have not seen Krishna, not taken darshan of this Krishna in this way, how beautiful he is. Varaha pedam natavara bapu karnayo karnikar vibradabasa kanaka kapishan vejayanti chamala randhana venuradhar sudaya purayan gopa brindai vrindarannam sabadarabanam prabhishata kita kirti. As if whole beauty, whole sweetness, fragrance have come in Krishna. And Krishna is like new make clouds, as if water will come. And his clouds are like thunderbolt, lightning, so yellow. Fragrant yellow. And he had taken float in his mouth. And he is telling something. What telling? Cling. And all are thinking that Krishna is calling me, all the gopis, deers, cows, calves, everyone thinking that Krishna is calling me, yes. And all are attracted to Krishna. Varahapidam natavara bapu. He is like natavara. What is natavara?
Transcendental dancer.
Dancer. But in India, we tell bar to whom? Who is going to?
Bridegroom.
At that time, if a black person, black young person, not so much beauty, but artificially he is made so beautiful by so much giving here powders, decoration, goldly ornaments and everything. And he becomes the prominent in so many persons. So he is called Bharat. The Krishna is like so beautiful now. He had not to be decorated. Any if he is naked, even he is so beautiful. If any spot of black is given here, even he is so beautiful. If he is naked, so more beautiful. We will have not to take any help from any ornament, nothing. He is naturally beautiful. And so many cowherd boys surrounding Krishna. Kanhaiya ki jai ho, Kanhaiya ki jai. They are doing like so, glorifying Krishna. And Krishna with his gentle and so soft feet, he is keeping his feet on earth, making some impression. Shankha chakra gada padma comes there. So, and gopis are here and there,
look in Krishna. And they don't know that what will tell others. And nothing to give their
eyelids.
Palak nahi gire.
Eyes down.
Oh, always like this, they are looking Krishna. So beautiful Krishna there. So they are telling that these gopis are fortunate to see Krishna and to taste his beauty and all kinds of sweetness in full. But we cannot do like this. Even when Krishna supporting cows, grazing cows with Baldev Prabhu and so many cowherd boys, playing on flute, Brahma, Shankar, Lakshmi worship the lotus feet of Krishna. So see, he is how high. Gopas tapakim acharan jadam usmarupam lavanya sar asmaut dhananya siddham dirghbhi pivant anuswan bhavan durapam ekant dham jasasasvir. Oh, these gopis, how hard astuces they have done. We want to do like Sam and to see Krishna in Braja. We want to have a birth in gopi womb to see and taste all these glories of Krishna. Lavanya sar asmurtha ananya siddham. No need of any ornament for to increase the Krishna beauty. We sometimes take golden chain here, some iron rings here, some more other thing, but Krishna never. So he is more beautiful than Narayan, 100 times, lakhs times. He is more beautiful than Ram. He is more beautiful than Dwarkadhish, because he has no flute. Now he is young, but Krishna in Vrindavan is teenage, very kishore. In Dwarka there will be no gopi, no flute, no peacock feather. Not like natural beauty of Krishna there. So they are so fortunate. What they have done, we should try to do like them. Jadohane vahanane mathanopaneka prankhankhanardhudito okkhan marjanadav gayant chainam anurakt dhiyo ashukantha dhanna prajashtiya urukkam majana. Jadohane vahanane mathanopaneka. Oh, how glorious are gopis, that they are in their homes sometimes dohane, they are milking cows. But what they are doing? Their mind is not there. They are habituated to do. Automatically their hands are going and milking cow. But their heart is there, where Krishna is there. And they are singing what? Govinda Dami. Some are doing
churning
in the morning or daytime or evening, and they are also doing like that. Their hands are accustomed to do like this naturally, nothing to do like this automatically, but their mind and tongues are going. Govinda Damo Dharma Kubeti, Govinda Damo Dharma Kubeti, some are running in the house. They are also doing like this. Some are going to make sleep their children's, and they are doing like this. Oh boy, you should sleep, you should. Not telling. Clapping like this. Govinda Dhamma Dharma Kubeti. They are doing all their house jobs, everything, but always remembering. Some are cooking, and in cooking they are doing. Govinda. Just so much that tears coming, automatic, hearts melting. So all are engaged, whole day and night like this. They are making all their jobs, more than anyone, but always like this. So we can, we'll have to do, to support our children, to do our house jobs, to maintain our life. But try to make something Krishna mood there, then your all activities will be like bhakti. And if you are not doing, your all pious activities also, without Krishna is like zero. If you are serving your father, mother, so much, but not chanting, remembering, you'll have to go to hell. Because our original father and mother is who? Himself, Krishna. He is fathers of fathers of fathers. He is sarva-karana-karanam. So if any man neglecting Krishna but doing all pious activities, everything, but his all activities like zero. And if they are doing all things, brooming, clearing their houses, cooking, supporting children and everything, but remembering Krishna, like Govinda Damo Dharma, Govinda Damo Dharma, then your life is successful. Only money will cannot make you less successful and happy. Never. But if your all the jobs, all the activities, if it is touched with Krishna consciousness, then everything is okay. If something wrong there, it may be not complete, but even no harm, Krishna will make it full. So they are thinking that gopis are so much. We cannot see Krishna in this way. So they are doing like this. Prata brijat brijata. Avisatasya sain. Govishaman kaneto asyani sammadenam nirgamya tulnamabala patibhuru kanya pasyat pasyanti sasmudmukham sadyavalokam. Oh, gopis are how glorious. In the morning, when Krishna going with all cowherd boys and cows or calves, all gopis are assembled near the house of Nandabhavan. All are following Krishna. All gopis here and there, from any corner of their houses. Some on the roof. Some are
windows.
Some are in groves. Some are very near. Some are very far away. No harm. All are charmed and they are looking towards Krishna and worshiping in their eyes. All. And when Krishna returns from cowherd, again like this, they think that if Krishna is not there, they are feeling so much separation, as if they would die. And when they are thinking that when morning will come, when evening will come, that when Krishna will return with all cows, all friends, and they were all waiting there. Sometimes it becomes like so, that if any new gopis is married to Nandagaon, and she is quite new, she wants to take darshan of Krishna. But his sasuri, his mother-in-law,
Oh, don't go.
Otherwise, there is a black snake there.
And he will
bite you.
And that poison will never come down. And you will be mad for
ever.
So don't go. But she is going herself. Her daughters are going. Then that girl new remarried tells that, why you are going yourself? Why your all daughters are going? Why all Brijavasi, old or new or young or even boys, all are going to see and I should not go? I must go anyhow. So he does not
listen.
And disobeys. And he quickly runs. And sees Krishna. Krishna also, oh, he saw that he is so eager to see me and to meet me. He had something to do and she at once takes a tail of any
cow.
And at once begins to run and comes to in front of that gopi. And Krishna with his foot, when it touches and takes her heart in his heart and quickly going, she becomes like mad, without mind, without any life, like a statue. She is only saying that Krishna is going. After that he vanishes in forest, but there are some
dust
there. She looking towards that. Dust is also
going down.
But she is standing hours and hours. Then her mother-in-law comes and says, why are you standing here? Oh, come on with me. I told you that a black snake will bite you, and he has surely bite you. Come on. And he gives any job to her. Or to?
Charni.
Anything he gives. But his mind is not there. So she brought a pot full of
mustard seed
and she began it. She thought that it is curd. So in prison all are made for Krishna like this. So if you are not going to meet like this, but anyhow you should chant and remember. So one day you can serve Krishna. So gopis are so glorious. Now our time is 7. Perhaps our prama is also ready. You should make ready. Gau praman. Today no?
No, they're using it.
Achha. So you should do kirtan. Jaja Radha Ramana Hari Bol. Ach, you know? You can do?
Acha.
Go on doing. Yog Maya of Krishna is so powerful that even Baldev, who is Krishna himself, sometimes he forgets everything. So it is not a strange for Yog Maya to make Brahma like this. Huh?
What announcement?
Successful. So successful. This note, even in the devotees of Vrindavan or in India, very rare. So you are fortunate to realize this verse and to play. I think that you are making ready this for some long time, but actually you are all successful. My heartly blessings to you. Try to develop this note eternal to Krishna. And you should be very high class of devotees in the line of gopis like Rupminjari, Rati Minjari. I am praying to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I pray to Nityananda Prabhu to sprinkle their mercy, for which they are descended to come. And now I am seeing that very far away from Vrindavan, lakhs and lakhs miles opposite in this world from Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, that is Vrindavan, and opposite to the other world, there is perhaps morning four or five, and here is night like this. But even there is no culture like Indian culture, but by the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, this very rare and highest mode of Vrindavan Braj now descended in New Braja. I think the mission of Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur Bhakti Vinod Thakur and the mission of Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj and my Gurudev is now successful. That even rare, but you are one of the rares, the devotees and braja. So try to keep these things forever in your lives and eternal in your life. Don't deviate from this life. And then also Radha Krishna conjugal, Yogamaya, Uddhav, Narada also, that they should sprinkle their mercy. Without their help, without their mercy, anyone cannot have this rare mood. This mood also Narada wants, but he has not best of me. Whether he has become dust or not dust in Vrindavan, Uddhav, Narada also, we don't know. Anywhere in Shastra is not written. But you are so fortunate to have this rare mood in you. So try to keep it here safe, very safe, and so that gradually it will come develop. So my heartly blessings to you. Also my mission is also successful, that you are inspired to play a drama like this. I think in world, anywhere, we will not find a drama like this. Very beautiful. I also want to request all the devotees of New Braja that they should live brotherhoodly, that we are all in one family. And try to develop all these things. You will never see anywhere in, you will go to India, in Haridwar, in South India, you will go to Kashi, you will not find all these things. Anywhere in the world, this more. So I want that these things to be protected and try to develop. I want that they should all be together, and they should, in 1 week or 2 weeks, they should assemble anywhere, discuss all these things as a brotherhood. Like we are brother and sister, and thus we should try to develop all these things. And I think very soon, Krishna will be merciful, Mahaprabhu will be merciful to take you all in braja. So I request all that they should, I also want that there should be a school here, so that children may be educated in this line. So I am requesting and praying you all that you should assemble, make a Samiti means?
Society.
And
go on doing this. This is the best way to follow or to develop or to fulfill the inner desire of your Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Prabhu Godan Swami Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Mahaprabhu and Abhara. And by doing this, you will be very so happy. I want that there should be no friction. Have tolerance and try to each other helping in Krishna consciousness. And so much related to these devils. Doing the devils till ears are little boys. And how they knew this mood of Braja? Very rare. So you should keep this notes in your heart and try to develop Krishna consciousness. Gaur Priman. Anything?
I have one thing. If someone knows where the keys to the generator are, take it.